So, I've heard a lot of speculation as to what that song means.
You put that on a mixtape to me.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I've always liked that song.
Did you like the mixtape?
Yeah, I've always liked that mixtape. I don't have anything to play it on anymore, but I like it.
I make good mixtapes. I make you CDs now.
Yeah, but you don't talk on them anymore.
No, see, that was the early beauty. Form of podcasting.
That's the beauty of mixtapes.
That's the dorkiness of mixtapes.
Because you could talk on them. That was genius.
Yeah.
I loved mixtapes.
And this one reminds me of your eyes. Oh, brother. Luckily, y'all don't have to hear those. Ever. Ever, ever, never, ever, ever.
Huh. Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat bass sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh, yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right.
And on today's show, that's right, more calls from you. And Alvin, all on today's show. Today, on the show.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, all right.
You need to get
right.
Your timing down.
Come.
Sorry.
And that's the way to start off a show.
That's right. You need your timing. You think you'd have that figured out. I mean, how many shows did it take you with the old one to get the timing down? Yeah.
Ocito, and away we go. How to get the show started off right. Poke your partner in the eye.
I didn't poke you in the eye. I poked you in your timing.
Oh, that really hurts.
Warning, think you'd have that
this podcast contains content not suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised.
Will you please read us a faith builder? Faith? Faith? Faith?
What?
Will you read us a faith builder, please? Oh, brother. Here we go.
We love you, Faith. And we lift our minds to call
All right, everybody, let's do our calisthenics. Come on. Let's stand up. It's Friday.
When you ask the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart,
it's Friday. Everybody, come on now. Here we go.
Hands up high. Elbows out. Hands up high.
Come on, here we go.
Elbows out. Hands up high. Elbows out.
Everybody stand up now. You standing up? Come on.
All up in the church. We on time. Looking for a few people for game time.
So I can wave your hands back and forth, side to side. Come on.
Loser ready, game is smooth.
All right, come on. That's good.
I like you. I like you, but I don't like him.
Who's he not like?
Well, you know how it is at church.
Yeah.
There's people you like, people you don't.
Yeah. I like everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Name somebody I don't like. Name one person I don't. Okay.
You really want me to answer that? Okay, I didn't think so. All righty. Faith builder?
Yes, please.
You ready?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
You ready?
Yes, please.
Sure?
Yes. Sucking my will to live. Oh, what? Oh, I turned her tickle box over again. Dang it, don't leave it on the cabinet. Okay, go ahead.
Hebrews. Did I already do that?
Mm-hmm.
11:6.
Mm-hmm.
Without faith, is it impossible to please him? For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
That's excellent.
I know. It's not as funny when you do it, Buford.
No. You don't even know. No, just wait a second. Oh, man, you got to hold on. No, wait just a second. Wait just a second. So this pig walks through that.
You're going to tell
me. Oh, doggies. Oh, doggies. Oh, this pig. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Okay, hold on. Oh, this pig walks into a bar, right?
Pig walks in. Pig walks into a bar. He orders 10 beers.
10?
10 beers. He drinks them all. Uh-huh. Drinks all 10 beers. Bartender says, well, don't you need to use the restroom? And the pig's going out the door. He said, no. I go wee, wee, wee all the way on. Oh, I can't take it all. That's too funny.
Why do I let him in? Why does he come in here? Why on earth?
I don't know, honey. You're the one who has the control.
I wish I had control. Yeah. Uh-huh. Believe you me, there are nights I stay up in bed and think about that.
Mm-hmm. Our bed. That's why we have a king size bed.
So that I can keep Buford on my side. Hey, listen. So listen.
Grandpa is Cade.
So, you talk about me. Somebody say something to me.
Grandpa, go back and go take a nap.
No, right, then. Where'd that come from? Respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Tell me what you mean to me.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. You don't even use spelling. What are you spelling?
It's only 1, 2, 3.
Oh, what are you spelling?
Huh?
What are you spelling? Because it wasn't R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
I was spelling the Jesus Geeks. T-H-E-G-E-S-U-S-G-K-S.
Man.
That's what I was spelling. JesusGeeks.com. The other day, the Jesus Geeks got Tom, which is Chris Martin's. What did I say? What'd I say?
Nothing, go ahead.
So Chris Martin's? That's funny to you. Chris Martin's is funny to Faith. And his fake friend Clifford, who we don't have a clue who he really is. I think maybe he's Joe Biden. That's what I think he is. Anyway.
That's the fight words.
How do you know?
I'm pretty
not
sure.
Not to Joe Biden. Or Clifford, perhaps. We have established that Clifford's middle name is not Claude.
No.
So there you go.
It's not even his real first name.
Clifford? No. Nobody's named Clifford.
It's the dog.
Nobody's been named
There's a big red dog named Clifford.
Nobody's been named Clifford since 1944.
Your dad.
Okay, 48 then.
Okay.
And my dad wasn't really named Clifford. He was changed it to Gary.
Yeah, but he was named it on his birth certificate.
But on his birth certificate it said Clifford, yes. That's another story for another time.
You've already told
the Jesus Geeks were talking about respect, and they were talking about a society against honor. They were talking about 1 Timothy 5. Talking from there. And they mentioned a word, and since we've already played this, I'm going to play it again.
This podcast contains content not suitable for all ages.
I would like
discretion. Is advised.
I would like to talk about the word MILF.
Pardon?
This word is very offensive to me, and I think the word should be considered a cuss word.
Okay.
I don't like the word, and it surprises me that it has worked its way into the vernacular to the point where you can hear it on television.
What word?
MILF. M-I-L-F.
I don't know. I don't
know. You know this word because your friend April was called this word by one of her teenage boys. One of the friends of her teenage boy. I'll get it out in a minute.
Her son's friend.
Yes. But I wouldn't know what I said.
It wasn't his friend. It was a kid who went to school with him.
Well, anyway. I don't like it. And the reason I don't like it is not because it has the F word in it.
Uh-huh.
Or it's an acronym. Is that the right way to say it? Mother
I'd like to.
And it's not even the acronym that, or the fact that the F word is in the acronym that really offends me. What really offends me is the lack of respect shown by the term.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, I really enjoyed the if you want to check out the Jesus Geek show, they do a whole show on not just that word. They do a whole show on our society and the lack of respect that is shown not just from every day, but how it's led in the culture by television.
Mm-hmm.
How television is really makes fun of authority and this goes back to the 80s when they made fun of dads. You know, dads were always the
dumb one
in the family and all that. So Anyway, so I just wanted to throw that in. That was free. So,
all right, then. Well, I got something free, too. You ready?
Part of your paid subscription.
I've been thinking about this for a couple days, and that's not from 1 Timothy. Okay, ready?
Yes.
I love this passage, but every time I read it, I told Brad today, I'm going to write it in big black marker and slap it on the window above the kitchen sink.
Okay.
So I can see it. Because I spent a lot of time there.
The kitchen sink? Enough,
yes.
We have a dishwasher, you know.
Yeah, but still spend a lot of time in the sink. The end of all things is... Okay, this is from 1 Peter 4:7-11. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
I just think that's greatness.
That's a great passage.
That's greatness.
Yes.
Just think about that. That. Just remember, in our service and as a servant, that I am to the mothers of the children that I watch, mm-hmm. and that I am to the people in my household. I have to remember that it is my gift to serve to these people, and God has put them in my life for a reason. And that when I grumble, I take away the blessings from that.
Right.
And He gives me the strength, you know, to do above and beyond and to provide when I don't have the strength to do it. And He always is faithful.
Always.
And it just convicts me to shut my mouth and enjoy God working through me. So, anyway.
Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
Thanks for sharing. Okay. So, moving on to the massive amount of calls that we have,
mm-hmm.
we should play a couple, I think.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's hear from John Wilkerson, JesusGeek.info, which I'm sure you'll hear 3 or 4 times in this call. The Mermot himself.
Yeah, hello, good morning. This is the Governator. I want to call you and tell you that I really like to listen to your podcast. And it seems to me like this guy who's calling in, this Jesus Geek guy, from JesusGeek.info. He's just trying to make some jokes and be funny. And you take it so personally. I want to encourage you to embrace him and mention his podcast more. And don't cut him off at the end when he's talking about his website.
How does he do that? Keep a straight face.
I don't know. That's really good.
Yeah, so now I'm going to go back and rule my communist state where we are trying to outlaw heterosexuality. Thank you very much.
He's married to Skeletor, you know.
Oh, man.
Not John.
No.
The Governator. Oh, man, too funny.
Yes, good but one, he, the Governator,
yes,
has differing politics than his wife.
Yes, she's a Kennedy. All right. Oh, Rockin' Fro JC called in again. Let's hear from him.
Hey, TBS. This is Rockin' Fro JC again. Just got listening.
I like the way he says that.
Mm-hmm.
Rockin' Fro JC. I like that. Okay, I'm sorry.
To the two shows on the 6th and 7th that Helen did, the two short shows.
Oh, Helen got a call in.
Oh, she'll be very proud. She thinks she's famous,
Helen,
you know.
Was part of and just wanted to...
She does. I told her she was famous and I was kidding. But she didn't get that I was
no,
kidding.
So she told me, Mommy, Daddy said I'm famous.
I'm like,
so cool.
That's right. Everybody you know knows you.
Say to Helen that you did a very good job. And you sound very cute over the from my podcast. Especially with your... little Texas accent and everything.
Helen doesn't have an accent.
Her pa.
Yes, pretty cute.
Thank you.
And yeah, I have a 11 months old daughter, and she's going to be turning 1.
Well, let me tell you something, buddy. It gets better all the time.
Yep.
It just gets more and more fun every year.
For her very first birthday on November 3rd.
So, hey, that's my friend Jennifer's birthday.
I look forward to when she gets older and is all talking cute like Helen is and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, anyways, good job, Helen. And Faith, we'll be praying for you and hope you get better.
Thank you.
And,
I am.
We'll take a listen at you later. Bye.
And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Steven for putting all these calls together for us and also for volunteering to take your place.
Yeah.
If we needed somebody.
Oh, Steven did?
Yes.
You can't take my place.
He
isn't taking my place.
He actually suggested that I just replace you with him and just continue the show with just me and him.
Yeah. Yeah, he wouldn't say that. And, he knows better.
Oh. No, he didn't say that. But he did offer to help.
Because and, you know why?
Podcast with me.
Because you know why? He wrote that song.
That's true. He did write the Faith song.
He kind of wrote it.
What do you mean he kind of wrote it?
I mean, he wrote the words, but he took it from another song.
It's the Faith song. It's the Faith theme song.
To chat with Brad, this is your cross.
That's right.
Hey, now. I don't think that's right at all. So guess who called in?
Who?
The Jaded Vasilian from the Jaded Vasilian podcast.
Really?
Hey, Brad Raid.
Yes.
I was just listening to
Hi, Dave.
The best movie ever episode.
Hello, Dave. The best movie ever episode.
The Princess Bride.
Now, you see, Dave Avila, is that right? Mm-hmm. Did I say it right? Mm-hmm. Dave is a movie snob, much like I'm a music snob and you are a fashion snob.
Yeah.
David is a movie snob. So if you've heard of the movie, if more than four people went to see the movie, it's crap.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to say that word. But that's David's word, not mine.
Okay.
David, no,
just
Dave.
Just quoting.
Just Dave. I don't think his name's David. It's just Dave.
My first love's name was Dave.
Look, see what you did? Do you see what you did, Mr. Avila? Have you seen what you did?
He broke my heart.
You broke the show. The show is moving along fine. It's a Friday. Is it a Friday already? It's Friday.
He broke my heart. It was
We're doing
so
good.
Sad.
And then this is where you brought us to.
And then, you know
the crossroads of Faith's broken childhood.
What are you trying to say? Good grief, I was 15 years old. My broken child,
you
like I was
seven. You can't have a broken heart at 15 years old.
Oh, I did. He was older. He was in college.
A college person was dating you, mm-hmm. 15-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I was 16. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah,
that's not right. Your dad shouldn't allow that.
Well, he was a senior when I started dating him, and then he graduated and went to college. But then he went to college and he broke up with me because, you know, why would he go with a high school girl when he's in college?
Silly.
And that broke my heart. It was terrible.
He couldn't tell his friends he was dating a 16-year-old.
And Bryan Adams' song, you know, from Robin Hood. Remember that song?
Oh, brother.
Yeah, that was my song. No, it wasn't that one. No, it wasn't that one. It was, wherever you go, whatever I do, you know, I'll always be waiting for you. It was Richard Marx. That's it. I will be right here waiting for you.
We're going to be right here waiting for that beating to end, and we're going to listen to Dave beat us up about the best movie of all time, which we announced officially was the best movie of all time.
We did. I can't believe you called that a beating.
And he's
that's
probably
going
to slam us for it.
But it's rude.
Good reasons.
It's rude to call that a beating. I listen to all of your stories. Do I say they're a beating? No. Do I think it sometimes? Yes. But I don't say it. And do you know how many times he's told these stories? You know how many times I've heard the story about the girlfriend who had bad breath and they broke up with her and he felt really bad because it was really, really, it was really shallow when he should have broke up with her because she was really nice. And then she lived in a trailer and he thought that was not a good thing.
Are you done?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Tell me my stories are beating. Back to the high school. See, that's where we're going.
Can we go on with? Can I listen to Dave beat me up for picking
the
movie that more people have seen?
Okay.
For 9/12, and you said that bullets travel nearly the speed of light.
Who said bullets travel never? Who said that?
What?
Bullets travel.
I don't
near
even know what he's talking about. What? I thought he was still saying this is Dave. When did he start talking?
No, he wanted to make a comment. I didn't say bullets travel at nearly the speed of light. I think he's getting me confused with somebody else's podcast.
Hmm. You do that when you base your podcast on everybody else's podcast.
Bullets don't travel.
You get very confused.
I said when a person approaches the speed of light or whatever, time slows down. Because it's, and I don't know why, that's Einstein's theory, not mine. And I don't think I said bullets, but I don't know, maybe I did. I say a lot of stupid things. Anyway,
I
said that.
I wasn't listening.
If I said that, it's not science. It's not science. What?
That's the most amazing information I've ever had in my life. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Because if I said that, it was wrong.
Oh,
so.
Man, that's funny.
And Dave called back. Maybe.
Not on purpose.
Maybe he's playing this for us. On purpose. Or maybe he's playing it on a porpoise.
That's a clarinet, isn't it?
Okay, well.
That was a clarinet, wasn't it?
I have no idea what that was. It was from Dave the Jaded Vassalian.
It was a horn of some sort.
Some sort. Oh, here's the Flaky Greg. Flaky Greg from Tacoma.
Oh. I didn't call him Flaky. I called people from Tacoma Flaky.
That's what I said.
I didn't call him specifically Flaky.
Did I say Flaky Greg from Tacoma? I meant Greg did. From Flaky Tacoma.
Oh, okay. There you go.
It's all in the matter of where you put the adjective.
That's exactly right.
Okay, Flaky Greg,
learn
what you got for
your
us?
Your sentence deconstruction.
Hi, guys. It's Greg in Tacoma. I was just calling to tell you that yesterday in church, they actually taught our kids, and our kids got up in front of everybody and sang the B-I-B-L-E song.
This guy's obsessed with the B-I-B-L-E song. Greg!
There's other songs, man! Oh, that's funny.
Every time he calls in, it's B-I-B-L-E!
The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God. The B-I-B-L-E. That should be your theme song, because that's what you've been saying, you know, that you stand alone on the Word of God.
I do.
So that should be your theme song. So, like, funk that up.
Ooh, I need to funk it up?
You need to funk it up.
Funk. Funk it up. Funk up B-I-B-L-E. Okay, I'll
I need the B. The B to B. I need the B-I-B-L-E.
She's got a big Bible. No? I'm sorry.
No.
It was so cool. And the coolest part was to hear Adam singing it. That was just awesome. Anyways, that's about all I have. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. What you waiting for? Why are you quiet? You're breathing heavy into the microphone.
Because I got this official song here and everything that you wanted me to play.
Official? I've already sung it.
Oh my goodness. Becky, look at her Bible. It is so huge. She looks like one of those preacher guys' girlfriends. But who understands those preacher guys anyway? They only talk to her because she looks like Mother Teresa, okay? I mean, but look at it. It's just huge. It's gross. She just looks so righteous.
I like big bubbles and I cannot lie. You Christian brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with a KJV and a bookmark in Proverbs, you get stoked.
Oh my goodness. Are you kidding me?
No.
You are kidding me.
No.
Cause your Bible's got pictures. My minister try to console me.
Do you do the dance with it? You ready?
He's so holy.
Ooh, mama mia. You say you want koinonia? Well, bless me, and teach me about John Wesley. I saw her praying while I was DJing.
Oh, anyway, my.
We could do that all day.
Yeah.
So let's move on. Oh, look. Gracie called. We had a call from Gracie.
She only says she calls once a month, so we can't take this call.
Once again. You know, I'm going to call you guys all the time. This is what happens when I'm on a business trip and I'm sitting in my hotel room and I've got nothing to do. But
I'm glad that she only listens to us when she has nothing to do.
By the way, Gracie, I haven't forgotten about you. Right here on my desk is your DVD that you sent me in the mail, and it's very awesome. I want you to know that I look at it every time I sit at my desk.
And I promise you that very soon I will actually put it in my computer and watch it. And then at some point I will edit it and publish it and all that.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a busy boy.
Listen to podcasts all the time. So actually, I'm calling to share my wealth of wisdom about I Love Lucy.
What? Don't go there.
See, because Faith, who also knows I Love Lucy a lot, was questioning whether or not little Ricky was really their son on the show. And
he was. I looked it up.
Actually, he was not.
No! He was, too. No, I don't know if he was or not. She was really pregnant on the show. Is that what the deal was?
Yeah, yeah.
But that wasn't their son?
That played the part.
Oh. Well, wherever I looked, they said it was. So
okay, well, let's see where she got this from.
Little boy who played little Ricky was Keith Thibodeau. And Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball actually discovered him when he was, I guess, about 3 or 4 years old. I'm not really sure the exact age he was, but he was a child prodigy because he was this incredible drummer. And if you've ever watched the episodes where he plays the drum, he really was really very good.
Huh.
And so he was on the show from there on. I don't know who the baby was or who the little toddler was, but Keith Thibodeau, I think, came around when he was about 3. Yeah. And so,
the things you learn listening to Two Blind Squirrels.
I tell you, and they had any look.
You
just
might learn
like
a Bible verse. Or you might learn
He looked just like Ricky, and he could play the bongo drums.
He could play the bongo drums.
He could. He's good for a little kid. He looked just like Ricky. That was amazing.
Did. Some interesting information about him. He actually had a very hard time learning his lines. He stuttered, and I think he had a lisp, but I remember he stuttered. He had a very hard time remembering what his lines were. But he grew up with the Arnaz children, and he was pretty close to them, and I think he was adorable. I think he was cuter than Desi Arnaz was when he was at that age, so I think Keith Thibodeau was much better. And actually, the actor grew up to be a born-again Christian. He was involved with a band, and I don't remember the name of the band now, but he was involved with a band, and he got into drugs and all that, and he eventually came to know Christ as his Savior, and he got saved, and now he does ministry with his wife, who is a professional ballerina. So there you go.
Wow.
So he does Congo drums while his wife does ballerina as a ministry?
Yes.
Very confused.
Oh, aren't you glad that you had a I Love Lucy fan in the forums that could educate you to these things?
I am very glad.
Isn't that great? See?
Yes.
I know you're just so appreciative.
That was
the other thing I wanted to comment on was
little trivia.
You guys were talking about songs that you used to sing and you really didn't know what they meant, and then you grew up and you realized that they were probably not that good to be listening to.
Yes.
I actually have 3 songs
that
I can come up with off the top of my head, and I had to laugh when I heard the podcast because I'm like, yep, I can certainly come up with some. And actually, the song you played, I'm so excited. I didn't realize what it meant either.
I know. I played that because I was excited to start the podcast, and I was like, oh. It's an adult song.
You have to play the warning before the show even started.
I know.
Yeah.
It was bad.
I don't think until you actually played that song.
See?
Yeah,
anyway,
we did.
Because nobody's listened to that song since.
It's been 100 years.
Yeah.
Songs were. Definitely Hurt So Good from John Mellencamp.
Yep.
Loved that song. I loved it then. I love it now, even though I know really what it means. I'm an adult now. I can handle it. The other ones were Pour Some Sugar on Me from Def Leppard.
What is wrong with that song? Everybody keeps saying there's something wrong with that song. There's nothing wrong with that song.
You can live in your ignorant bliss, but...
Did you just say... did you just call me? Did you just disrespect your husband in his castle?
If you want to pretend that you don't know what that means, you just go right ahead.
Pour Some Sugar on Me means give me some sugar, baby. It means kiss me.
That's in the South. These people are not from the South.
Well, I'm from the South, and that's what it's going to stay meaning.
Okay.
I absolutely love that song, and even though I know it's bad,
it's not bad.
It's not.
Kissing people, well, okay. I mean, people who love each other kissing each other is not bad.
And, hey, if you're married to the person, it's not bad.
I've always loved that song. I just always loved it. I think it's a fun song. And the other one was really stupid, and I'm so dumb at that age. I loved this song called Don't You Want Me from the Human League, and it was so stupid.
Don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me now? Now.
Oh, yeah, now. So now. Wasn't it, yeah, babe? Oh, yeah, it was now. Now. That's right. Don't you want me, baby?
Oh, anyway, wait. What was she saying? Oh, wait. Here we go. Don't you want me? For those of you who
live under a rock and don't know this song.
Here you go. Yeah, it was a good quality instrumental, you know.
Yeah.
Drum machines and a keyboard. You were working as a waitress in a cocktail
in a
bar.
Cocktail bar.
When I met you.
Mm-hmm.
You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. When I met you, I picked you out, I shook you up and turned you around, turned you into someone new. Now 5 years later on, you've got the world at your feet. Success has been so easy.
See, I don't understand why she thinks this is a bad song. I mean, he's going to leave her. She's going to leave him because she's like, you know, but he's like, but I picked you out and gave you all this money and helped you out and
maybe she did.
Supported you. And
well, let's see what she says.
Put you through medical school. And now that you've graduated, you're just going to leave me in the dirt.
Don't you want me?
Some of that stuff that was in the 80s that we listened to was really scary to think, oh my gosh, I like that. But
now Obsession, that was a nasty song.
Obsession, you're my obsession.
Anyway, I used to love that song and I used to sing it all the
Who
time.
Do you
and
want me to
I had
be
no idea really what
you
it
sleep
meant until
with
I,
me.
That's
I
good
grew up.
Quality.
So anyway,
good stuff.
So those are my songs that I could come up with. And
that's good stuff.
Now I wonder when my kids sing their songs if they realize some of the things they're singing too, but
no kidding.
Thankfully, the songs I think that they're listening to are not too bad. Anyway, just thought I'd share that information
Thank you.
With you, and that's it. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Grace,
bye.
Pretty face. She ain't going down to the bad place. I'm tired of heathen guys saying they like pocket size. As the average Christian, I take a look. She ain't packed much book. So, fellas,
yeah.
Fellas,
yeah.
Have your girlfriends got the book?
Oh, yeah.
Well, read it.
Read it.
Read it.
Read it.
Read that holy book. Baby, I'm NIV with a ribbon bookmark. NIV with a ribbon bookmark.
It's just funny.
Hey, squirrel, this is Alvin. This is probably the most exciting, for me at least, man. I don't know if you guys are excited when I call in. Probably not. Anyways, this is going to be...
What are you talking about?
I'm excited.
We look forward to you calling in.
Seriously. Hair on the back of my neck's all standing up and everything.
I can't wait to see what you're going to say. It's just
as
like
of
a
today,
nonstop
this is the
fun fest.
Most excited calling.
You have no idea what's going to happen when Alvin calls.
I will be well, not excited, just hyped. It's about the DSL, about bragging frustrated DSL. The reason why this is so funny to me is I work for AT&T. No, not the cell phone company. No, not the home phone, DSL. To put it more specific, I'm a level 4 engineer for large frame large business wireframe networking, basically, like the large corporate accounts like Bank of America, Moe's, and there's another bank, Wachovia, in the Southeast region. They call me up when the internet goes down. Yeah, if you guys wanted to know all those hours, yes, that's why. There's a hurricane. It's so lovely. The hurricane just picked AT&T servers, not the Verizon, not the Cox, not the Time Warner. No one else's service except AT&T, so I'm spending 16 hours a day trying to get it back up. Anyway, okay, no, this is not a cell.
It's good to know what you're doing.
I could care less. I'm just saying it'd be easier if you get AT&T. For internet, I know their cell phone. No, my cell phone's not really that bad. I got cell phone, and I can get reception in my house. When I have Verizon, I cannot get reception in my house. I don't know why. There's dead zones inside of your house.
Do you remember what he's talking about?
Lost,
he was really happy about something.
If you had a bunch of nerds inside
he's
of your
worse
house,
than us.
You wouldn't like that, would you? No, so that's probably why no one can get signal in their house. In terms of DSL, I mean, I'm just laughing because I get customers who call in like that. I mean, Brad sounds like a very irritated and frustrated customer, and I apologize, Brad, for the inconvenience that you've gone through, but if you would call me up, I would be more than happy to assist you in getting your DSL service set up.
I don't want it set up. I want it off my computer.
It was a joke for me because, you know, I do this every day, and then I look at the podcast and DSL. I'm thinking you had AT&T, but you guys love Verizon. But if you ever want a less stressful experience, AT&T, and I can personally be you guys' IT guy.
We don't have Verizon anymore. We have no Verizon.
You know, don't get into it.
It wouldn't even better.
It'll just distract him. It'll just distract him.
Like I say, I don't work for sales. I get zero commission. I don't give a hill of beans. I'm just saying, wouldn't it be better?
I like that. I don't give a hill of beans. I don't think I've ever heard
that's a good
that
word.
Expression before, but I like it. It fits. I'm going to write that down. Hold on just a second. Y'all talk amongst yourselves. For I don't give a hill of beans.
Oh, man.
That's a lot of beans, man. And it's got the H double hockey sticks, but it's not, mm-hmm. you know, it's not H-E double hockey Mm-mm. sticks. Thank you, Alvin, for that. I'm going to use that. I'm going to incorporate into my vernacular.
You know what Alvin is?
What?
He is the missing ingredient in fun.
Helen got called the missing ingredient of fun today.
Yeah. Helen, you're just a missing ingredient of fun.
By one of her friends.
One of her boyfriends told her.
Don't say the word boy and friend that close together.
Oh, they're seven.
They're just friends.
Of course they
He's
are.
He's a boy.
He's a boy. And he said, Helen, you're the missing ingredient in fun.
And she is.
If you guys are like a personal guy, yeah, Calvin, yes, yeah, so, well, of course, it would never not work, but Calvin, I just want to call you up, you know, DSL's working. Whatever. I don't know, it's just all, you know.
Is he just having a conversation between me and him?
I think so. I think he's just having a conversation with himself.
I know that, but I mean, he was pretending to have a conversation between me and him.
Is
this is like when he tried to teach us the pause method?
I think so.
In my head, aren't should we talk about? But yeah, I was cracking up the entire time. I guess it's funny for me because, like I said, I work for tech support. Not just anyone, all the nice, you know, large business corporate people who send their ITs out to attack me. We know it's not our fault. My router's working. My computer's working. AT&T network, and then, you know, you get the guys who call it, who don't really know nothing about computers, but they pretend, like, they call a PC, like, their processing, they're, like, the acronym, like, you know, CPU, a central processing unit. Yeah.
My central processing unit has trouble all the time. I'm not kidding. I have trouble with it all the time. Oh, but I mean my personal one, not the one on the computer or anything.
Yeah, they say it out, like, to make it seem like they're all complicated. They'd be like, I booted up in basic input output system, which is basically the honesty. It's like, and then I turned over my IDE cables were properly plugged into my motherboard and a North Bridge gained all this other crappy stuff that you, can we say crap? I don't know. I'm not a podcaster.
Well, since we've already issued the Wilkerson alert for the show, I guess we can. But I mean, y'all can. I'm not. This is just, but I don't want to get into it.
They just talk all technical. It's hilarious because I get calls. And this is the first podcast when I was crying. No, not crying, but I was at tears. Entire time because I'm hacking.
Well, I'm glad we could be a joy to you, Alvin.
I mean, hey, if you want to try a less stressful experience, I can hook you right up. I'm just saying. You know, you've got someone that's out there. You know, we're blessed to be blessed in the other. I've hooked up everyone in my family with AT&T. And for everyone else that thinks I'm trying to sell this AT&T to Brad, I don't work for sales. I get zero commission.
Yeah, you've said that before, Alvin. You get zero commission. You don't work for sales. But we don't want DSL. You know, we had less stressful. I mean, we went from DSL back to cable. Now, if I could get Fios, I would do that. But I can't. So I'm at cable until they can give me Fios.
In fact, I call up a friend. They get it. So I'm just saying, you know, there's another choice if you don't want to go Verizon. Although Verizon is pretty good. And I was not. We had it here in South Carolina. It was pretty good until they started dropping calls because of sync. But yeah, I couldn't help but call them. In fact, when I was downloading the podcast to my Shade of Zine, And I saw the ISO.
A creative zine?
What?
Zen. I think Zen. I think it's what it's called. Zine? I don't know.
Ning.
No, that's the site. That's the website.
Oh.
No. The Creative Zen is like a little, you can get a little 30 gig Zen player.
Uh-huh.
Or you can get a little iPod.
Uh-huh.
30 gig. Same price. So why would you not get the iPod?
I don't know.
Because they're
it's a Mac and it's better.
Cooler.
Oh, I had a chuckling. Then as I first started listening, I get a lot of calls like that. But fortunately, most of the calls aren't really my fault. They're the customer's fault because they want
Most of the calls you get are the customer's fault because they're the ones that pick up the phone and dial.
Do stuff like that. But yeah, that answers the age-old question of what is Alvin doing.
Most of the calls I get are the person at the other end's fault that I get them. We're at 40 minutes. What did I say about 40-minute podcasts?
It's going on midnight. I'm tired.
Well, let's go to bed. We got to finish this call.
2 o'clock because I work, like from 8 in the morning to midnight, literally. And so I get home at like 1 o'clock. By the time I relax and chillax is 2, but so the school started up. I get my life back. So I'm going to start calling in at 11, even though it's 2:30 right now. But I couldn't resist.
He calls us every time at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I know what it's because he has to.
Glad you figured that out.
Only in, and I'll be looking forward to you guys.
I don't know if you have any more brain in.
I reply to the DSO comments, especially when I get to hear mine, because I got to hear you guys.
Is that an epiphany? Is that what that was?
Reaction. Like I said, I could not resist.
Because
he
has to.
Oh, textbook scenario.
I'm tired.
Because you're on a totem pole, the squirrel's a little bit higher than chipmunks. So technically.
On a totem pole?
No, I have to get on my knees. Well, not get on my knees. I just got to show it.
He's mixing his metaphors. He's mixing.
Respect. Anyway, just letting you guys know. And you know, Brad, if you ever want to get a less stressful on that provider, you can. You can. Maybe
we don't have the stressful provider anymore.
No.
Oh, yeah. For any people who are new believers to the body of Christ,
yes,
I have a recommendation for a book to read. I just started reading it.
Okay.
James. I didn't realize that James is basically like, am I getting a beep?
No, brother. He can't finish
James,
the sentence.
James is basically like a rule book for how Christians should behave, and how Christians should act, how we should carry ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I didn't know that. I've been reading the entire New Testament ever since I rededicated my life, and I somehow
read James.
I somehow managed to miss
James.
It's right after Hebrews.
James.
It's James.
James.
Oh, well,
there you go.
It's right after Hebrews.
You guys know.
And it's right before First Peter.
I already reacted to this, but I've been talking a little bit too long. You guys probably already cut me
so
off.
Have we? No, we haven't cut you off.
I'm talking to a recording. No. I did it last time. Oh, yeah, for old time's sake.
Yes.
Beep.
Oh, okay, brother, here we go.
I don't even want to get it started. I'll see you guys.
Oh, my goodness. All right. That was all. I did not cut him off. That's how it ended. All right. Thank you, Alvin, for the call. What was I going to say? I don't even know. It's time to end the show, really.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's late. It's 44 minutes already.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah.
And it's a Friday.
It's a bonus. It's a bonus show. I remember what I was going to say. Not only James, but also Romans. And if you would like
to. Yes, Romans is very important.
And there's a book called The Normal Christian Life
by Watchman Nee.
You can get it free online. And it will walk you through Romans if you're a new Christian or even if you're not a new Christian. It'll walk you through Romans and teach you the normal Christian life. And the premise of the book is the normal Christian life is not the average Christian life.
No, it's not.
And but the book is really just a walk through Romans. Mm-hmm. And it takes you step by step through Romans. And it's wonderful. Changed my life.
Oh, yeah. And Mere Christianity is also good.
Mere Christianity is good. But that's more for the... that's a baby. You need baby Christian.
Well, you're talking about baby Christians. That's a baby Christian
book.
It's
true.
Those are things a lot of people who have been Christians for a long time don't know.
That's true. It does step you through the the very basic process.
It's important.
What it means to be a Christian. Yeah. I got a lot out of it.
Mm-hmm.
The audio was really good because he had an English accent.
Mm-hmm. Who was it that read it?
I don't have no idea. I thought it was, it wasn't him?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Hasn't he been dead for a long time?
C.S. Lewis is dead?
Oh, Lord.
God is the God of the living, not the dead. Mm-hmm. It's 45 minutes and 40 seconds.
Okay, quit talking about the time.
Why?
Just end the show.
We need to end the show. Okay, that's it. That's all we got. That's enough.
Okay.
Tomorrow, we won't be podcasting. Tomorrow's Saturday. So you can listen to the other half of the show that you listened that you didn't listen to yesterday because it was too long. You can listen to that today.
Right. I'll be in Dallas with April.
You're coming back though.
Yeah, but I'll be gone overnight.
I don't even want to think about it yet. I haven't wrapped my mind around that.
I'm leaving, man. I'm gone.
I don't want to deal with it.
I'm out of here. Going shopping.
But at least I'll see you on Friday and Saturday, so I won't go a whole day without seeing
you. Right, like you thought.
At first, it was going to be really bad.
That was not good.
All right, everybody. Bios con Dios. Bios
con Dios.
Two blind squirrels, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.